First, I'd like to ask about conscious uncoupling, because I really think this will be of tremendous service to a lot of people listening, including those people who are not in a state of crisis. But could you provide some context for what that means and how it came to be something you're familiar with?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, it's one of the reasons why I was excited to have this conversation with you, because I went through a very, very powerful experience with my now ex-wife, Heather, over the last 7 months with this concept of conscious uncoupling. So Heather and I were married for 7 years. And over those 7 years, almost after the first year, we had challenges and we worked at it. And with the same discipline and drive that we've talked about, we did lots of therapy. We worked with some of, you know, I'm not going to name names, but some of the therapists that everyone has watched their TED Talks. We, you know, did pretty much every kind of therapeutic intervention we could to try to find what was holding us back from the type of love and relationship that we both dreamed of having. And we, I think having two kids definitely was something that kept us working hard at it, because we both wanted to make sure that we were providing the best environment for them. But over the last year to 2 years, we recognized that we were starting to fight more. We were starting to, you know, the energy level was not good in the home. And the kids were starting, especially our five-year-old, to pick up on it and asking us, like, why are we fighting and what's wrong with mom or what's wrong with dad? And we also just started kind of living separate lives. And, you know, we're young. I mean, I'm 43 and Heather's 38. And we said there's more to this. And we also never really lost our friendship in all this. And so that's a long way of saying we decided back in September of last year that we would be better off not being married anymore. And I read Catherine Woodward's book, Conscious Uncoupling, while we made this decision, and I gave it to Heather and she read it, and we were blown away by the concepts of it. I mean, if you think about it, over 50% of people who get married are going to ultimately get divorced. Yet we have very few tools in our society and very few role models to show us a way of doing it where you can actually create a new relationship, a new agreement that's more powerful and more beautiful than the one that you entered in when you said, I do, and specifically for your kids and your mutual friends that are often the collateral damage when people get divorced. And so we had the benefit of working with some coaches. So not only is the book really valuable, but on the website, they have a resource of different coaches for all different budgets to help you through the process if you so choose. I highly recommend that. And what the process did is it helped us really see a little bit in the sphere of Hoffman and patterns, like who were we when we got married and why did we really choose to get married and what expectations were not fulfilled and what disappointments do we have? And really, at the end of the day, you realize, kind of like so much of this, it was not about blaming the other person. It was about owning what my role was in those unmet expectations or loss of sexual polarity or all of the things that ultimately lead to a couple wanting to split. And by us doing that work individually for several months first and then together as a couple, we were able to create a beautiful new future for us. And the interesting thing, and I think the reason why this is very time relevant, is we literally got through the whole program. Divorce became final, signed all the paperwork. Heather was going to get a wonderful home just, you know, 15 minutes down the road from me, and the kids were going to go back and forth, and we were ready to start a beautiful new chapter this spring. And then COVID-19 happens. And we then found ourselves quarantined once again as a family with now my ex-wife for 2 months after we had, you know, really been kind of looking forward to this new chapter. But I am so grateful that happened, because it allowed us to test everything that we learned and everything that we committed in a very tight living situation with kids home all day long with no other external forces. And what we found was our friendship got solidified better than ever. And the support that we have for each other is absolutely beautiful. Our kids can feel it. They're thriving. They see the love. And now that Heather has moved into her other house and the kids are going back and forth, there's been no trauma or issues with the kids. And so it has been a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I think Heather and I are both so much more well-prepared for whatever relationships we enter into the future, because we have awareness now that we didn't have when we kind of just stumbled upon into our first relationship, you know, 9 years ago. So the book is incredible. The coaches are amazing. I can't stress enough that there is a beautiful alternative to staying in an unhappy marriage or an unhappy boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean, it doesn't have to be a marriage. It could be any type of relationship. And I just am so deeply grateful for the experience we had the last 7 months.
Could you speak to or just describe some of the things that you are now aware of or give even one example?
Yeah. Just to, I mean, for sure.
To illustrate?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that I recognized was my parents actually last week celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. I mean, it's like the most amazing accomplishment. And they still are totally in love with each other. I actually did a 2-hour recorded interview with them on the day of their anniversary that I wanted to save to have my kids watch before they get married, if they choose
That's
to get married.
Smart. That's because, amazing.
And one of the greatest things that my dad said, I'll never forget it, is because he knows how much we struggled, Heather and I, and my parents love Heather, and they saw how hard we tried. And so my dad said in an interview, he says, you know, Blake, I've often in over the years, not just with you, but so many of my friends that have struggled with their marriages, I've kind of felt guilty because my marriage to your mom has been so easy. And I'm like, he's like, it just works. And I feel like, you know, we just complement each other in a way that is mutually supportive, mutually self-sacrificing. It never feels, I mean, not never, but it hardly has ever felt like work. And in this interview, and I recognize is that I think they got, you know, pretty lucky. I mean, and he would say so too. They were very young, and every once in a while, someone gets lucky and they just get with the right person. But what I recognized in the conscious uncoupling was I was more interested in kind of a story or a perfect picture that I had put in my mind, largely because of my parents' amazing relationship and my closeness to my brother and sister. I was more interested in that than really understanding who Heather was and what was the foundation of our love. So I was basically had a box and I wanted to put someone in it. And Heather, based on her experience, which I don't want to get fully into here, looked like and wanted to jump into my box. And that creates a lot of the, you know, all the chemicals releasing and the love feeling and all that. But because we didn't do enough kind of exploration of really the foundations of what will make a relationship work, and I'll, you know, the polarity between masculine and feminine, you know, the shared, you know, kind of, you know, vision on how we're going to spend our time or our energy, political beliefs, I mean, things that kind of really can get in the way if you don't really work through them, you know, and we just jumped into the, you know, the physical attraction and the fun and all that, and we got married. And I don't think either of us were prepared to, and I don't think either of us did enough kind of personal work with each other to really know what we were signing up for. And now through the book, I was able to see that I was asking Heather to fulfill needs, kind of like to our conversation of looking external when you really need to look internal. I was looking her to fulfill needs that I had from my childhood patterns that really weren't the role or the responsibility of a romantic partner and lover. And she was willing to serve those needs because I was fulfilling some security needs and other things that she had versus us really connecting at a romantic soul level. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I'm rambling a little bit because I think it's everyone's story is a little different and I want to, you know, protect, you know, the privacy of the relationship, you know, what we've been through. I would say the other thing I just think that the book does is so well and the process as well is you just, you know, you don't even work with your partner for the first, you know, 2 to 3 months or the first 2/3 of the book. It's all about you taking responsibility, you understanding you better and how you show up in a romantic relationship or don't. And that was just incredibly powerful.